Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
Hey, everyone, it's a podcast.
Headlight fluid container.
I think yours is the best so far.
It's a podcast. It's the Rooster Teeth podcast.
Yay.
With our greatest hits in a theme song.
What instrument is the wonk, wonk, wonk? What is that? Is that an electric guitar?
Is that a bass? Or it's a bass or a guitar, right?
It's a bass?
It's not low enough to be a bass. It must be a guitar.
Now I know.
We are not the people to be talking about this.
The ukulele.
What do you mean about musical?
About anything music related.
Yeah. Musical theory. I'm drinking a Capri Sun.
Way to drink a Capri Sun. We got a small podcast this week. We have an intimate affair with Mr. Bernie Burns, Mr. Michael Jones.
I'm happy to be here.
And Mr. Gus Arola. I was hoping Brandon would be here today so we can make fun of him some more about his South Pole and the people defending him, claiming that the South Pole is in Canada.
I will attempt to channel Brandon. So, Gus, can you pick up that hammer and hit me in the head with it? And then I can explain this. Here's the way it was explained to me.
We do have a hammer in here.
I'm explaining this as best I can. Okay. He says the magnetic South Pole is in Canada, or that direction.
Right. He said in Canada. So let's state it with that.
Northern Canada is where the southern magnetic pole is. Now, here is his rationale for why that's where the magnetic South Pole is. If you look at a magnet, let's say a bar magnet, for instance, it has a north end and it has a south end. Also, when you have a compass, essentially the needle is one of those, a smaller version of one of those magnets.
Right.
And Michael, which ends of the magnets are attracted to each other?
Do you remember your seventh grade science?
Not really. The opposite ends?
Yes. Opposites attract. It's like the Paul Abdul song with MC Scat Cat.
That is correct. And
opposites attract.
He says,
know.
That since the compass, when you look at it, it always points north, the north end of the magnet would be attracted to the south magnetic pole, which then means it's up in Canada because that's where the compass points.
Stupid.
It's so stupid, right? That is the – he recontextualized directions on the globe because of the letters on a magnet.
That's dumb.
That's relative.
It's arbitrary. It's relative, yeah.
That's relative. The globe is the relative part. The magnet and the way they determined to label it, that's not relative. That's absolute. That is the center of the universe.
Wrong. Someone emailed and they were like, Brandon's actually correct. My teacher says that the South Pole is up there. I said, go kick your teacher in the fucking nuts, please. This person should not be shaping young minds.
I'm going to look at right now. I'm going to refer to the internet, which is the global consciousness.
I referred to the internet in the link dump of our previous podcast, and the internet is on our side. The internet says Brandon is wrong.
I can't believe we even have to look this up, Gus.
No, I can't believe I had to link it. I can't believe there were people fucking defending him. And I was like, I had to go in there and explain to them why they were wrong. Explain why their teachers were wrong.
Because there's a geographic North Pole and a magnetic North Pole. And they're off from one another. They're right. Not the same thing.
The magnetic pole drifts as the Earth's magnetic field changes and warps.
Depends on who's checking a compass at that point in time.
Depends on how relative. Many compasses are active in the world. You know,
if more people in Russia are checking a compass, then it shifts that direction.
You know, on a somewhat related, on a somewhat
because of the attraction
tangent here, I read a story, and I don't know if this is true. I should have looked this up before. I'm talking out my ass now, before I'm pulling a brand.
I'm going to limit it. It's probably not true, if you're wondering.
I read a story that said that a long time ago, like hundreds of years ago, maps were drawn slightly differently. And that these maps, when people in Europe were drawing them, they had Asia at the top of the map.
Okay.
And that's why people refer to Asia as the Orient, because that's how they would orient their maps. They would grab their map and they would move it so that Asia was at the top.
So you turn it like
so basically so east
like a,
was up.
Like a landscape view or a portrait view?
Right, like a
the
portrait
map.
View.
So like America would be down.
Right.
Like an Ender's Game.
From Europe's perspective, yes.
From Europe's perspective. Well, you're holding it that way.
Right.
You know? So east would be up on a map.
Right.
In other words. Interesting.
So then the magnetic east pole is also in Canada.
I don't believe that. The Orient.
It's
not east. It was still east. The direction was east. It's just east was up on a map.
Right.
Right.
So I'll look it up. If you look in the link dump or you're listening to the Enhanced Podcast, I'm sure you can click on the podcast right now and I'll have a definitive answer.
There's
to that
a
question.
Very easy way to determine whether or not this is true.
Okay.
Find a version of a map, and they have to be – I mean there's got to be some maps that have survived for a very long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Find a version of a map that has the writing written in portrait mode as opposed to landscape mode.
Oh, that's an interesting theory.
You would pick up a map and you wouldn't orient it according to where Asia is. You would just pick it up so you could read the letters on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you hold a map.
Interesting theory.
You see? Look at me thinking ahead for those idiots 400, 500 years ago.
They were just winging it. They didn't have any idea. Fucking idiots. They didn't know anything back then. I blame the fact that we're not in the future now on the Middle Ages, on the Dark Ages.
Do you?
If we hadn't had, like, the Black Plague and this, like, fear of the unknown, and, like, people recessed, right? If that hadn't happened, we'd be in the future now. We wouldn't have lost, like, 100 years. We'd be 100 years further along.
We're still in the future, Gus.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. We could have been 100 years further along some other path. Like, we might not have focused on technology. We might have focused on, like, biology or something like that.
That's also awesome.
Nah, not so much.
Stem cells.
Nah. I'm more of the technology class.
I like technology also, but come on.
We'd be like Zergs.
Any science, if you're advancing one science, it's got to drag the other ones up with it.
No, fuck no. That's not true.
Really?
No, it's like, you know, I mean, you know, Steve Jobs just died. He died, what, 20 minutes after our podcast ended last time, right?
Yes.
In typical Apple fashion.
Thanks, Apple.
Thanks for one last one, Steve. We love it. Thank you very much. Do you want to say something about Steve? Impacted your life?
I think he was very influential in the computer industry. Whether or not you agree with the philosophy he took about computing, I think he's impacted every aspect of technology as far as I'm concerned.
The thing I most appreciate about Steve Jobs is that he was like this lone light, it seems like, in a time where all we do is worship reality stars and sports stars and miscreants. Here's a guy that the whole world adored for being an innovator, an inventor, and for pushing technology forward. That's a rare thing now. And I don't know who's going to replace him.
I hate to credit The Onion, but they had a great headline about it. I don't know if you saw it. It said something like, "The last man in America who knows what the fuck he was doing has died." Which I thought was really funny.
You think there's anybody else? Like, who's going to take Steve Jobs' place?
Some people I've been reading theories. People love speculating about this kind of thing, right, when someone dies. People say Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, come on.
Which I disagree with.
I disagree as well. I'd say, like, maybe Larry Page or who's the other dude from Google?
Sergey something?
And Larry
Brin.
Page.
Sergey Brin? Is that his name?
Absolutely.
Yes. Go on.
But, I think maybe those guys. Even though Google scares the shit out of me.
I think they might be scared at the moment. Google, they is they. I think that mobile devices and mobile searching is changing and recontextualizing search, maybe faster than Google's able to keep up. And I forget who it was. It might have been Larry Page. One of the guys from Google was testifying in Washington the other day about a week or two ago.
Get used to that.
Right. And he was making this claim as well that people searching on a computer versus searching on mobile, it's two different things you're looking for. When you're searching at a computer, you have time and the patience, and you want to see as much information as possible. So Google works in that sense. But on mobile, you're typically, you just want the answer. You're not recreationally surfing. You're looking something up and you want to know. So Google is still the best for that, but things like Siri and other search engines that can find the answer you're looking for more quickly and correctly, more accurately, have the chance to dethrone Google on the mobile market, which is very quickly becoming the dominant market.
Yeah, everyone having mobile devices.
Right. And then, I mean, that's how a lot of people use most of their internet.
Did you buy an iPhone 4S?
I pre-ordered one.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Did you pre-order one?
Yes.
I also pre-ordered one. When is yours showing up?
I don't know. I didn't get mine at launch. I think mine said 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, look at you, chump.
Are you getting one this week?
17th. I get it the Monday.
Oh, you got it Monday?
Which is funny because Jack Patillo went to order one. As soon as I say his name, Michael starts laughing.
It's good.
So he stays up till 2 in the morning.
No, it was later.
It was later?
I was up as well.
You were?
Yeah.
I did not do that.
I woke up
the next morning.
They didn't actually show up on their website till almost 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I bet there were a lot of upset people.
Yeah, lots of refreshing.
They were, you know, typing away on their iPhone 4s probably and their iPhone 3GSs. But I got up the next morning and I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, just punched in my info, bam, instantaneously got it.
You didn't finish this Jack story, though.
So Jack was upset because he got a delivery date of the 14th, and he was not going to be at home the 14th. That's a Friday. And so there's nothing he can do. You can't, for whatever – come on, Jack. For whatever reason, you can't change your shipping address. And so –
oh, you're talking iPhone?
Yeah, talking iPhone. So there was nothing that he could do to get his – and a signature required – nothing you could do because he wasn't going to be at his house.
Real fast, I want to jump in as well. I had the same problem. I'm going to be at New York Comic Con this week.
Uh-huh.
So I was smart. I was like, I'm not going to order this phone. I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll go into the store and I'll get it delivered to the store. That way I'll just pick it up.
Gus was the guy who gave me the idea to do this, by the way.
But to buy a phone or to go to the store?
To go to the AT&T store.
So at 3 a.m., Jack decides to throw caution to the wind and he orders his phone anyway.
Well, no, I didn't know about that at first. Like, I ordered my iPhone online at first, thinking, okay, I'll just have it shipped to the office, no big deal. Went to work the next day and it was like, complete your order, and like, they sent me an email. And so I completed the order. It wouldn't let me change the shipping address.
Wait a minute, what's this about completing an order? You had an email telling you to complete the order?
Yeah.
You didn't complete the order at the time you bought it?
No, it was like, it's been pre-ordered, but then we'll send you an email to complete and like, finish, you know, sending your address and all that
stuff.
That's
a scam site. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you buy it from iPhone 4S beta .ru?
Phone is spelled PH, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
did you have to do a complete your order email?
No.
Well, no, through
the
Apple.
Store. I went to the store. You did it on the Apple website?
Yeah, on the Apple website. So anyway,
that's where I did it. I didn't get a complete your order email. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, anyway, so
3 a.m. think the shit had hit the fan.
Yeah. So I tried to order through there, and initially it was like, you can't change your shipping address. And I was like, well, I'm going to be out of town on Friday when it comes out, so that's no good. So I was talking with Gus. And he's like, oh, you can just go to the AT&T store and just order it there, and they'll ship it to the store. You can pick it up or whatever. I was like, okay, that's great. No problem at all. And Gus had done it already in the day, so I canceled my Apple.com order. Then I went over to the AT&T store. I was like, all right, I want to buy this phone and have it shipped here so I can pick it up because I'm not going to be in town when it comes out or whatever. And so the guy's like, okay, no problem. Try to push U-verse on me and all this other crap. And
I'm getting so close to going to U-verse, but anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, so about a half an hour of this guy, filling in all the stuff and, making me sign things and giving me an address and everything like that. He's finally like, okay, we got your order. Like, I ran my credit card, gave me your receipt, and he's like, okay, it'll ship up here to the store, and we'll call you when it's in. I was like, oh, great. So it'll be like next Friday? And he's like, oh, no, it'll be like 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh!
I was like, are you kidding? Like, he did not even say anything like that at first. I just assumed it was going to be available.
You should never assume, Jack.
I would pre-order the phone to pick it up the day it comes out, or like when you pre-order a game, you go up there the day it's out and just go grab your game.
It's software.
Yeah, it's making a phone's a little more complicated than buying a disc.
Well,
or making a disc.
Is this your way of saying you've never bought? I'm just going to stop right there. Get Brandon. You've never bought launch hardware ever?
I have. I've always waited in line, though. Actually, I bought the iPhone 1. I waited in line for
it was just called the iPhone.
Yeah, like
I don't want to upset Gus.
the first annual iPhone.
I bought that. I waited in line for like 6 hours for the original iPhone with some friends. And then, you know, 3 months later, they dropped the price $200. That was fun. But no.
How much did you pay for yours?
I paid $600 for the first iPhone.
Yeah, they were $600.
That's crazy.
Bucks. Yeah. Yep.
And then they literally dropped the price like 2 or 3 months later to $400. But then everyone who bought the initial one got a $100 gift card, you know, to Apple.
I got to say, I'm a little sad that Apple caved and gave you all the gift card.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the price of buying stuff early.
Yeah.
And I take that
the early
as
adoption
well. I do the same thing. You know, I buy stuff the day it comes out. And if it drops in price, it drops in price. I paid for the opportunity to have it first.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. Do you consider, you just bought an iPhone 4S. Do you consider that to be a first generation product that you just bought?
No.
No.
I do.
I'm buying
release hardware. I feel like that.
Because the internal has changed so much?
Just it's new. It's new. And I'm buying it day one. Mm-hmm. And so if it fucks up or whatever, or like, you know, you pick it up and the glass falls off the front, that's on me. I know better than that at this point. I think if you buy something hardware at launch day, it should not say submit order. It should say you're buying launch hardware. And the button should say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to buy it anyway. I want this.
The terms and conditions. This may spontaneously explode.
I mean, really, how many times have you been burned by launch hardware?
Literally, I think I have been burned by launch hardware before.
we made fun of you for buying the Thunderbolt laptop.
Thunderbolt.
And sure enough, you got it, and there was a problem with it.
There was?
Wasn't there a problem with your Thunderbolt laptop?
They haven't made anything for Thunderbolt. That's the problem.
No, that is the problem.
It's not so bolty, is it?
No, I haven't had any problems with it.
There was a problem with your version of laptop, where the screen would turn off or something?
Oh, some people reported that problem. I didn't have that problem.
Oh, that disappoints me.
Yeah, no,
I literally searched for a week to find that problem.
No, I did not have that problem. I know some people reported that. My last laptop, which was like a fourth generation piece of hardware, had a problem where you could see like the illumination behind the screen. Like there were bands of brightness going vertically across my screen.
Maybe they were quantum bands.
Anyway, so I'm going to wait now like a month to get my iPhone that comes out on Friday.
Whoa.
So, woe is me. First world problems.
I did offer to give Jack my phone.
He seemed
disappointed. And it seemed like, I'll give him my phone when it comes in. He's going from a 3GS to iPhone 4S. That's a bigger leap than I'm making going from a 4 to a 4S.
But at the same time, I was thinking about getting an iPhone. Would this be a decent leap from this?
What the fuck is that?
That's an LG
this
chocolate.
This is an LG chocolate.
That's a brick. That's a brick with numbers painted on it.
You know what that is? That's a time capsule.
That phone is about
you're holding 2005
in
your hand.
7 years old.
Oh wow!
That right there.
That
is
awesome.
That is a numeric keypad, my friend.
You can listen to Chocolate Rain and.
This is funny. When you activate the phone, a woman comes on and says, operator.
Yeah. You know what also?
Hey, Sally, give me the sheriff.
You know what also phone is $30 a month.
When you place the call, you have to go person-to-person call?
Yes. Connect me to number 4.
Give me Klondike 5.
give me Klondike 5X219. There was a guy I knew who – he's an old guy. I worked with him for a long time. He worked for him for a long time. And he grew up in – Bee Cave, Texas. Jack and I actually just ran into Gus, who was the company that you and I worked at before Rooster Teeth.
And the old call center.
The old call center for tech support. We ran into a sales team from the company at the airport in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. What were they doing?
Jack could not get on my plane. So it turns out that if Jack's on an hour later plane than me, I land in Austin. I have enough time to just basically get my stuff together, walk out to the car, give them my receipt, pay, go get some gas, come back, like right at the end of the airport drive, come back. That was an hour. It literally was like no extra time. Airports just suck away your life.
It's weird.
They suck it away.
A weird time suck.
But anyway, we saw those people. I was going to say, Anthony, this guy we used to work for, he was from Bee Cave, Texas. And no one's going to understand this outside of Austin, but he remembers growing up in Austin when Hancock Center was the mall, like the Sears and all that. By the way, I was right. Did you look up that Novus came from Sears?
Yes, that was in the link dump.
Bam! That's trivia for you.
Well done.
And thank you. And Jack, have we talked about this before? Jack is like an old school Texan.
Yeah. I think we mentioned it a long time ago. I'm one of your first podcasts.
Yeah, I'm a fifth generation Austinite. Not even Texan, but Austinite. Like, we've been around for a damn long time.
So you've been here since like 1850?
Sometime between 1815 and 1830, my great-great-grandfather on my dad's mom's side moved to the Austin area before Texas was a state.
So basically Texas was a country.
My family was here before Texas was a state too. They were here when this was still Mexico. The fucking border moved across them.
But
I love Texas Independence Day.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of Mexican people in Texas who get so upset when they celebrate Texas Independence
Day. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, they get upset. It's basically like celebrating a war over Mexico.
Yeah, it's like celebrating the loss of your fucking land and heritage.
Yeah.
So you're...
go, white people.
You're oh, please. Mexico, it's the same land. I mean, Mexico, they put a river in between it. What's one bank of the river and the other bank of the river? It's not like Texas is fucking...
You know what happens when that line on the map moves? Suddenly it's a different government. They just take everything you own. Boop. Ours.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So your family lost property?
My family lost a lot of... You know that property I own in the valley?
Yeah.
It used to be like what would be the equivalent of almost, I think, like the second largest ranch in Texas.
Jesus.
And it got reduced down to like a 20-acre parcel.
And so they owned it from the Mexican government.
Yeah. And then the Texas government. This became Texas, and Texas just took it all.
And did what with it?
Fucking nothing. I mean, there's nothing out there.
Whatever fucking balls. White people do.
White people stuff, I don't know. They had mayonnaise sandwiches? what do you people do? I don't even know. I've been trying to figure it out for fucking like 15 years.
Fucking square dancing, bitch. We need a lot of room for our square dancing.
What do you mean, you people?
So, shut up. Give me your seat. So, your great-great-great-grandfather? He came to Texas. Why?
They did move down here from the Northeast. I want to say like Massachusetts area. Like they came down from there. I don't know what the reason was exactly, but it was like
fleeing the Tea Party.
It was like three brothers together, and they ended up marrying like three sisters in Texas. And I don't know the
that
exact.
That sounds perverted, but it's not.
I saw a movie on the internet like that. It started with that premise.
but then, you know, like, so we've been in the Austin area for a long time. We actually, we have a family cemetery out in, like, Westlake, out in the Westlake Hills, because my distant relatives owned most of what is now Westlake, which is a really, really rich part of Austin.
Now
it is. But the problem was back then, it's all hills, and you couldn't farm on hills, so they just sold it all. But we literally have like a family cemetery you can go, and I have a Texas Ranger, like, you know, and relative, someone, not the baseball player, but an actual Texas Ranger.
Walker?
The gun kind.
Yes, the gun kind. And so it's pretty wild. Like, my family history is pretty interesting. So
it's going to take me 20 minutes to complete this two-sentence story, but Anthony, when he was growing up, had a BK phone line, like BK52L, and everyone else had normal phone numbers by that point, except for him, because he was kind of rural, and it was that point in time.
Uh-huh.
And it was – you know how you have those memories from when you're a kid, and everybody has, like, these standout embarrassing memories, like your first day in school and something happens? His was – he had to say his phone number, and – the teacher didn't believe that that was his actual phone number.
That's awesome.
I'm paraphrasing a story here, but that's what he was embarrassed of.
I can't believe that the phone numbers changed that quickly to where people forgot or didn't believe that that could be a phone number.
And you know what? That happens, though, where, like, something happens and you forget. Like, you forget – you lived in a time, Gus, where you did not have a cell phone.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I think about that sometimes.
You just didn't have one.
Do you remember when, like, they really took off, like, let's say 98 or so?
Yes.
Everyone had the same cell phone?
That Sprint PCS phone that clicked up?
Well, yeah, it was like that little thing. It was like a Qualcomm phone,
mm-hmm.
And it was all Sprint PCS.
And it was like you'd push up the earpiece to answer it, right?
You could. The one I'm thinking of is a little more brick-like. It's a little bigger. It was kind of curved on the back.
All I know is everyone aspired to have the Motorola Razr.
The Razr. I had a Razr. I went from a Razr to my first iPhone, actually.
You went from a Razr to your first iPhone? Wow. Yeah.
So that was a jump for me.
That's pretty serious. Anthony worked in – I'm tell nothing but Anthony stories today. So Anthony worked in the telecom industry in the 80s and sold telecom all over the place. He had, as late as like 2005, he had a brick phone because that thing, you know, the huge brick like you see in like Wall Street, Michael Douglas on it. You know, the huge brick phone with the antenna that comes out the top of it.
Podcast.
Hey, Joel, come on in. So he would use that thing, and the reason why he kept it is that he would go – he's a cowboy, so he'd go out to rodeos in the middle of nowhere. That thing worked everywhere.
Yeah.
And he would call up, and people would say, what is this plan that you have for 10 cents a minute that you have? This thing is an antiquated plan. He's like, don't touch my plan. Yeah. Don't touch that. Because the plan – if he changed his plan, it would deactivate the phone. There was nothing he could do
about
it.
Yeah, he probably had that till 2005 because I think that's when they shut that network down. The old analog network.
The cell network.
Yeah, got killed around that time.
Michael, how's your butthole?
How's my butthole? Interesting. That is just
man,
fascinating
what an
statement
entrance,
from
Joel.
How's that ghost? How's that ghost
chilling? I was thinking about calling Anthony and telling him I talked about it on the podcast.
You know what's funny? I listened to the last podcast and I thought, you know, I need to stop cursing. I just have to
absolutely
stop.
So you come in and just drop butthole. Yeah. Right, so
does butthole count as it?
You dropped a butthole.
I don't.
Come on, sit your butthole down in the chair. Come on. Join us for a spell, won't you?
I think you need to do more cursing.
Why is it whenever you come into the podcast, you always open the door, look, close it, then we have to yell at you, and then you come in?
I think it's always fun. I think it's – I just wanted to like go in. I just want to open the door, crack it, and shout, podcast, and then just
go. That's what you just did.
But it never works.
But then
– Because I think it's funny. I think people should – during the podcast, just roll by the windows and the door and just shout things.
Yeah, but then he sits outside the door and goes, I hope they call for me.
No, I don't know if they call
me. Joel's so happy right now. I don't think I've ever seen Joel this happy in the years I've known him. It's like he's finally feeling good, and the Rangers are kicking ass right now. So,
yeah. And the world economy is crumbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything's
coming up, Joel. Yeah.
So, you know, we're about to go down to Australia, Joel and I.
Joel's so excited to go to Australia.
So you're out $100.
I am excited.
You are. You're out $100. God damn it. You dumbass.
Did we talk about that on the podcast?
Jack bet me $100 that Joel would back out of the trip.
I don't like traveling.
He's not in Australia yet.
I don't like traveling. I particularly don't like...
He's going to Australia. We bought that ticket. He's going to Australia.
No, I'm going to Australia.
If I have to fly the fucking plane, he's going to Australia.
You have to flap your way over there. See, I don't like traveling. I'm not a big fan of traveling. And traveling with Bernie is even worse.
Yeah, dude.
Traveling with I remember when we were sharing the hotel room at one point after the night of unending snoring.
Go on.
I'm the first one awake, so I'm like, all right, well, screw it. I'm gonna go take a shower. So I go and I take a shower, and I'm taking a shower, and I hear tap tap tap. Hey, I'm gonna use your head. And before I know, I'm like, and then Bernie is in the bathroom with me, and then Bernie's like taking a poop.
That's not true.
I was in the shower.
You're just revealing some horrible erotic dream that you had. That is not true.
You came into the bathroom and you were relieving yourself while I'm in it, and there's just all there is like a piece of plastic.
I might have pissed like while you were in the shower. There's nothing wrong with that. Granted, I pissed in your shower. That's kind of weird. I have to admit. In hindsight,
traveling. See, this is.
Is that weird? Is that a weird thing?
Yes, that's really weird.
That's weird.
Part.
That's
you guys are
wait,
crazy.
Wait. Pooping?
We're crazy. What? You walked in while he was taking a shower.
And I didn't know
he's
what
in
was
the
happening.
Shower. I'm not like peeking in.
And it was like the steam. There was like a circle. You made a little circle in the glass, and like you were, and it was like groin level because I guess you were sitting. And it was, like, but
it wasn't a glass shower.
It was a glass.
Okay, I admit it. Before I went in the bathroom, I sat on my hand for about 5 minutes so it would fall asleep. That was a weird part. I admit.
Going wee wee is perfectly fine.
So this is like if we go over budget on some travel expenditures, it's okay because it makes up for the time that we have to share bathrooms.
Listen, the reason why I crashed in your room that night, I think that was E3, and I got invited out the last minute to go look at something that we were going to use for a project.
What were you going to look at?
Well, I guess I can say now it's we were looking at Forge World in Reach.
Oh, that's much more impressive.
Yeah, and so. Trying to book a hotel in L.A. or whatever it was we were doing at the last minute. You know, I already spent a bajillion dollars to book a last-minute ticket to go to L.A., but there was no hotels within range. So I said, I'll just crash on Joel's floor. So Joel, knowing that I was going to fall asleep and knowing that I can fall asleep in about 4.5 seconds if I want to fall asleep, Gavin tested me one time. I told him I could fall asleep anywhere, anytime, within like 4 or 5 minutes. And he said, go to sleep right now.
That's like a superpower.
It's awesome. And I lost it. I was under a lot of stress this summer, and I kind of lost it for a while, and I started to freak out a little bit, and I got it back so I can sleep.
It's like while you're in traffic or something.
There's a flip side. There's like a kryptonite to this, Joel.
You can't wake up?
I can't fucking wake up. It takes me – sometimes it'll take me an hour and a half to wake up.
That's rough. Yeah.
Like people who jump out of bed, like some fucking 9 and 6-year-olds I know, those shitheads, they're like – they'll be dead asleep, and it's like a noise or something, and they're both wide awake.
Like, so it's because they're happy to be alive.
You little
fucks. You're young. You're happy to be alive. You know, you're like our age. You're not happy to be alive anymore.
I've woken up and gone through the motions and then really woken up at the office before.
Get out of here.
Like one time.
And you drove to work?
Yeah. Like one time I got here. I don't know if you remember this. It was like a month or two ago. And I was like, I don't think I washed my hair this morning. Like I had just – like I was just still so asleep. I just went through the motions. I must have just got myself wet in the shower and then I immediately got out because like I was at my desk and I woke up.
I was like,
what's this about a shower?
I was like, when did I get here? Did I wash my hair? Nope. I was filthy.
Oh, I don't know how anybody can do that. I don't know how you can get up in the morning and not brush your teeth and not take a shower.
So I asked you over AIM. I was like, so we can have some organization on this trip because, you know, hey, it's like we're going to leave very soon. It's like have we booked hotel rooms?
I'll book a hotel
room. I asked you
a hotel room right now.
I asked you and you sent me a link back to a casino, which I appreciate. which I appreciate greatly. I think you're right on the nose. I think you're right on target. That's a great idea. But still, if we can avoid any future shower situations.
This wasn't like a scenario that I
you
set
just,
up.
Yes, so you just want to. I'm going to
orchestrate.
I'm going to show up at the hotel, and there's going to be a piece of poop right on my head.
Dear Lord. So we're going back. He knows I'm going to crash at his hotel. So because he knows I can fall asleep in 2 minutes
and then snore, keep
he's
awake
literally
all night.
Rushing down the hallway. I have to go in the room with him because he has the key. And Matt said he was like in a panic. Joel like hurries up and gets in bed. I lay on the floor. And sure enough, I'm out. I'm out instantaneously.
I had a roommate in my freshman year of college that snored, and it scarred me for life. So now it's just like any little bit of snoring.
You know, I don't snore anymore. I don't. I did. That's one of the things I lost with all the weight. Yeah. I really don't snore anymore.
No, I'm the same way. I think
the last time I shared a room with anyone for the Rooster Teeth trip was with Jack at PAX a couple years ago.
He snored
me out of the room. We were like in like one of those like Homewood suites or something. Like it's a slightly bigger room, so it's like a bedroom and a living room. I left the bedroom and I went to the living room and I still couldn't fall asleep in the fucking living room. I swear to God, the paintings on the wall were like shaking as the snoring was going on.
I'll be honest, we shared a room at PAX and I didn't notice it. I mean, I passed out.
No, I got
every,
better.
Every
like,
night,
like Bernie said, I lost a lot of weight and I don't snore nearly as much. It's one of those things like
sleep. I was also extremely intoxicated every night, but
Jack actually kicked my ass. Every time we had a weight loss contest, Jack kicked my ass. But somehow I just lost a lot more. I guess when we stopped, you stopped.
We had a thing. We had an email. We said we're gonna have a fitness contest. Here's the date.
I won.
Because we didn't have it.
We didn't
hold it. Okay. Did you hold it? Did you have it?
Did I hold it?
Did we have a fitness contest?
No, Joel. I knocked on the bathroom door and went in and had it in the bathroom. I didn't hold it. Joel's happy as can be, right? Because Joel, nothing that Joel's happy about is that Joel feels good.
Yes.
Because Joel has a shitty stomach and he wouldn't take care of it for a long time.
Shitty stomach.
And you had, here's why we didn't have the fitness contest. Because Brandon, in the middle of the summer, was sick. And then when we went to rehab it again, 95 days later or whatever, Brandon was sick again with that same cough.
Yeah.
So that I really got concerned about Brandon. That we postponed something and then had to postpone it again because of the.
Well, we should have it.
No, Matt's
gonna tag in. I gotta go work on horse today. So
okay, come on.
Now, we started with a light crew and now everyone's just fucking swinging.
Matt,
on by.
Come tell the story. Where were we when we had to crash on Joel's floor and he had to race me back to the room to fall asleep before I did?
we've already talked about this, right?
What was it, Seattle?
Yeah, that was Seattle. That was.
We've already talked about this.
We've already talked about this.
Do you remember, Bernie, you were sleeping through this. Do you remember when Bernie stormed into the bathroom when I was in there taking a shower?
What?
You kicked the door.
You remember this?
Stormed into the bathroom.
In the morning, Bernie was like...
At the same place in Seattle?
In the bathroom. I was in the bathroom taking a shower.
Oh, yes, I do remember. That's true. Yeah, that did happen.
Wait. Is that a weird thing?
To storm into the bathroom when somebody's using it, it's slightly weird. The fact that you wanted to stay in there after you discovered he was using the bathroom, that was the weird part. Just barging in and going, oops, sorry, you back out. You're done with that.
But once you get there, oops, sorry, backing out.
If you had gotten to that point and you backed out, then you can understand it. But he like got in there and was like, holy shit, Joel's using the bathroom. Well, I guess I'll hang out in here. This is cool.
Yeah, you hung out? Joel, I started calling some people, inviting them over.
Not Joel is using the bathroom.
He had just gotten an iPhone video chat, and he was like, hey, check it out, everybody, look where I am.
Joel's in the shower.
It's quote-unquote FaceTime.
But the important thing was, did Bernie do a number one or number two?
Come on. What are we, savages?
Yeah, because there's a difference. You don't poop while a man's in the shower.
Joel's saying a number two.
Yeah.
Joel,
it's bullshit.
No, apparently you were.
You're always pooping everywhere.
Come on.
It was upper deck.
Number one. Wow.
You got to be kidding me, right?
You don't remember this?
No, I do remember it. You know why
Bernie doesn't remember it? Bernie didn't get good sleep that night because he didn't get any oxygen because apparently he can't breathe through his nose.
Couldn't breathe through my nose back in the day.
You got to figure it out now?
No.
Your nose was stuffed up with gummy bears. So
that
was what did it.
So we got to the mini bar and I ate a pound of gummy bears.
Jesus.
I don't know why they call
it. No wonder you had to use the toilet.
Haribo, oh no.
Double rainbow. So,
what's that? Does a bear shit in the woods? Does the gummy bears
you guys are not men. You guys are babies.
True.
Seriously.
Yeah, you cannot poop in the bathroom when another man's in there. You're a baby. Get out of here, baby. I'll poop in front of you right now, baby.
You know, if you say that a little nicer, I'd have to pay for the call.
We gotta start drawing lines of what determines manhood from here on out.
Pooping in front of another man.
I didn't. I'm going along with a funny story. I did not poop this.
Alright.
That is ridiculous.
I didn't direct. I don't have direct evidence. But
did you say a sample?
You were next to me. You were a foot away from me with a piece of glass in between us, and you did rub a little hole. You rubbed a little hole in the glass, and it was not high. It was low.
Did he left you a note in the fog of the mirror?
Did
you draw away?
I might have done that.
Thanks for sharing, Joel. XXOO.
Sharing is caring. I left you a present.
The best part is I imagine Joel cowering in the center.
He was like this.
The very center of the shower.
You did say I feel so much lighter when you came out.
No, seriously. In all seriousness. Separate rooms in Australia.
Okay. You got it. I have a visitor that's coming to see me. I have a lunch date.
All right.
But the reason why all this stuff came up while we were talking about it was because Joel came in and had this like horrible entrance, but he was asking about it because Michael the other day decided to eat a boot jolokia
when you
pepper.
Poop that up, make sure Bernie is around.
Yeah, I already did, Joel.
Yeah, that's
that was last. Yeah, that was last weekend.
Well, I don't know how long those things.
Joel doesn't know what pooping is. Apparently, let's just establish that.
It's not a monthly thing.
No, but it hurt. Did it hurt?
You're not a snake. You're not in a pool.
It didn't hurt. No, it wasn't. I wasn't hurting.
It didn't hurt you at any point?
It didn't hurt.
No, so
didn't
a boot jolokia is the hottest pepper.
And it didn't bother him at all.
Why are you asking me?
Because I want confirmation here.
I don't take a shower.
He's out of his senses, clearly.
He said it didn't bother him at all.
That didn't bother him.
It bothered my stomach.
Let me tell you something. This dude's a man. This dude took that pepper. He ate that pepper and swallowed the whole pepper.
So that's man definition number two.
Yeah.
And then
imagine if I did it while I was pooping.
In front of another dude.
In front of everyone.
You'd be like a double man.
Is there like a multiplication factor for each dude in the room?
Double man. Say that nicely.
That would be...
No, and I didn't just say, I'm going to eat it. Bernie came in with it, and he's like, I bought this pepper. Who's going to eat it? And I was like, I'll do it.
And Miles did it, too.
He walked into my office and was like, if I put something in your hands right now, will you eat it without asking any questions? And I said, absolutely not.
Yeah, he did. Some friend you are.
You heard the zipper sound, and it was over.
Yeah.
At least let me take a shower first.
Yeah. It's like, quick, Gus, get in the shower and talk about gold and the Rangers.
DYY! I still don't know what that is.
It's just important.
I can't believe you're still on this earth for meeting that. I thought eating the ghost chili, the ghost pepper, would turn you into a ghost.
I don't know That's why how everyone scary. Was hyping it up so much. I was just like, oh.
It's a million times as hot as something that's not hot.
We were also asking him, like, what's the hottest you've ever eaten? He's like, I don't know, medium or hot sauce? I mean, I really don't know.
It's
like,
he's from New Jersey.
You told me that you hadn't eaten anything. Like, you couldn't eat a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, a year ago, I couldn't eat a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich because it was too hot.
Wait, let me ask you this. Now, having gone through what you went through eating that pepper, would you eat it again?
It depends on the situation.
I think this is the situation.
I wouldn't eat it like I'm hungry.
See, I think next time. I think
nobody would do that. What are you retarded?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want a pepper on my sandwich. I wouldn't eat it if it was like we're gonna film it and it's gonna.
I don't know.
Be funny.
If we got back to the hotel I'd late and the mini bar only had ghost peppers.
Do you understand how eating works? He doesn't know how sensitive when pooping is. Yeah. Right, you don't understand how eating works.
You just swallow.
Like, boy, I was not jogging all day. I want a glass of whiskey. Thirsty.
You just swallowed it.
What's that?
You just swallowed it.
No, I chewed it.
Oh, you did chew it?
No, I chewed it thoroughly.
I wouldn't say thoroughly. You gave it a good chomp or two and then down.
No, it was
went.
A couple.
There's video evidence.
There's video evidence.
Michael, I want to be clear. I want to be clear. I like taking things away from you and stealing moments of your
That's
life.
That's fine.
I'm not taking this away from you.
Oh, okay.
You fucking kicked ass, dude. He ate a fucking boot. Like the champ. Just like chomp, chomp, down it goes.
So you were sick all weekend?
Yes.
Was it the, was no. it the pepper?
No,
it was,
I was Amy like 50 times.
But see, here's what I don't get. Anything that
worked about the pepper? I have such a guilty conscience.
No, I had like,
anything
I had, like
that
a cold
hot
or
should
something.
Destroy any germs you have in your body. No germ can
no,
live on
no, I was sick like that morning. That's why. Like, I started getting a cold before
and that didn't
the
fix
pepper.
It?
No,
what,
it didn't.
What is the benefit of this pepper?
I should have eaten two.
It does nothing for you. It like gives you.
I should have eaten two.
Hey, Gus.
Yeah.
Is Adam here today?
Yes.
I'm going to try to send Adam in because he grows these things.
Okay.
And he can tell you the horrible process you have to.
Why would anyone grow these?
Because
so stupid people scariest, like me can eat them.
The scariest thing about this pepper is okay, you turn over the back. Right. On the back of the box for the chili pepper, it says, do not give to children.
It says, do not touch children.
Do not touch children. It,
yeah.
Do not touch with your bare hands. It
yeah,
says
I mean,
that as well.
Some of the peppers, you can't, if it comes in contact with your skin, it like burns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that
your mouth? Did I ever tell you what happened to my my brother-in-law?
No.
This is how smart my family is. So my brother-in-law is a cook, and he was cooking for my sister at some point, making her dinner. And he's chopping away in the kitchen. And after a couple minutes, my sister hears, ah! And she thinks, oh, my God, my boyfriend, fiance at the time, just cut off his fingers or something while he's chopping, you know? And she runs in there, and he, like, whoosh, hightails it out of the kitchen and runs into the bathroom and is, like, taking off his pants and, like, grabs the shower head and is, like, spraying himself, you know, below the waist. And she's like, what is going on? He had been chopping hot peppers, gotten the oils from the hot peppers on his hand, and then scratched himself.
So wait, while he was cooking,
right, while he was exactly. cooking for my sister.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's that's a lot.
He deserved it.
You haven't eaten any of his dishes lately, have you?
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where they're like, "We're going to cook your dinner special." And yeah, he like goes to the bathroom and doesn't wash his hands.
I did that with a contact lens once. You know, where I rubbed the thing and I kind of that was horrible.
You rubbed your contact lens
on your
balls?
Junk?
Oh God,
that's a whole different story.
So we have joining us for the first time here, Adam. Adam takes care of the website.
Hello, everyone.
He's taken that job from me. Sucker.
So he Adam, wrestled it out of
yeah.
your hands.
So Bernie, yeah, he wrestled it. From
you were just clutching it so tight.
Yeah, he wrestled it away from me and Google. So Bernie asked Adam to come in here because Adam actually grows jalokia and other peppers.
I got to go, but Adam stopped growing those.
Okay.
No.
See you, Joel.
Bye, Joel.
We didn't even get to talk about the stuff we wanted to talk about. All right. All right. So anyway.
Joel's got to go trade some stocks.
He's got to dump them all for gold. Yeah. So Bernie asked you to come in because you grow them. And apparently it's like an awful process to get these evil things to grow.
yeah, the Bujolokis themselves are actually pretty difficult. They are the most temperamental thing that I've ever grown on a semi-regular basis. The Bujolokias themselves, at least to make them really hot, they require a lot of heat, ironically, in the setup that you're growing them in.
So, it's so like, you mean like temperature heat? Like yeah, if yeah, they're yeah. grown in a hot
like,
environment?
Like they have to be grown in a very, very hot environment on top of just, you know, being very
you have to piss on them every day. You have to poke it with a stick for 30 minutes.
No, that'll probably just make them die. But, so
do you wear gloves when you're like dealing with them on any level, like seeds?
No. Seeds, yeah, because you can get the oil on your hands, and
That's it right there.
Yeah, you're just done.
You're done.
That's not,
no,
it's not
no, fun. No ball scratching after that?
That no. That would be
you do
unwise.
That before,
you would want to avoid that, yeah. At least before washing your hands. So the setup that I have is actually so when I was a kid, I used to have pet lizards and stuff like that. So one of so I had a terrarium set up that, you know, had heat lamps and all that kind of good stuff. And eventually, you know, my lizards died, and I changed.
You were feeding them hot peppers?
They just died.
Wow,
that's all that happened.
Wow. Too bad they weren't frogs. I'd say they croaked. I was like trying to think of a way to work it in, but I couldn't. All right.
Anyway, so my particular setup, I actually have, you know, I have a layer of the soil, and underneath the soil, I actually have a heat rock.
A heat rock,
and it's something that you typically have for lizards in a terrarium.
They lay on it.
They lay on it because it's just a little rock that you like plug into the wall, and it gets really hot.
So you buried this?
I buried the heat rod. A lot of other places, like, they'll have, like, a heated pad or something down there. Well, at the time, I was poor, so it was just like, well, I have this heat rock. I'm going to use this. And so I have buried this heat rock underneath the soil. And this is all in a tank, you know, when they're really small. It's entirely too difficult to get them to seed. So typically you'll actually like I transplant them like 3 times before they actually start even showing, you know, or before they get too tall. And so you bury the heat rock, and it's one of those things that you have to keep it like in a perfect temperature. Like it's got to be in within like 10 degrees, and you got to watch it like every day. If you water too much, they die. If you water not enough, they die. It's a setup that, like, it's almost a science experiment to get these things to grow. God
does not want these things to
grow. No. God has tried to kill these things, and for some reason we
keep fighting him.
It's interesting that the heat rock is, like, below it, too. It's like the fires of hell creeping up through the soil into to power these things.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually been proven that the hotter you have the soil, the hotter the peppers are.
Really?
When they're fully grown, yeah. So, like, if you have a poor growth environment, you'll get like crappy peppers that aren't as hot. And then you can get some people who like who are really, really good and have a really good setup, and they're like the fucking hottest things in the world.
So you told us about another pepper as well that I had no idea existed.
Yeah, I think
you're right. It's called the scorpion.
And I can't remember the full name, but it was like 3 or 4 months ago, the Trinidad scorpion something pepper, and you'll have to look it up.
Let's turn to that scorpion ball kicker.
Yeah. It has officially broken the record for the hottest pepper in the world.
The funny thing is, it's not a pepper. It's a scorpion that stings your tongue while you're eating. It's like they put a scorpion in your hamburger, and you eat it.
And it's actually 50% hotter than the Bujolotti. It's 1.5 million Scoville.
And this for reference, I think mace or pepper spray is 700,000 Scoville.
I'm pretty sure standard pepper, like if you were to go to the store and buy like your own pepper spray kit because you're afraid of rapists, like that would be in the ballpark of 700.
It's like the one you carry, Michael.
Right. But like U.S. military grade pepper spray is like higher than that. But
they grow the pepper spray on a heat rock.
And a jalapeno is what, like 1,000?
A jalapeno can vary. I mean, bad jalapenos are about 1,000. They've been recorded to be all the way up to like 8,000. I think even like, but yeah, 8,000.
It's on the scale versus the million, right?
The jalapeno's a pussy.
Now, the guy who invented or crossbred or genetically engineered or made the pact with the devil to make the scorpion pepper killer tongue stabber, whatever the name of that pepper is, is he in jail?
I don't believe so.
Can we have him arrested? Isn't it illegal to use the ghost chili in most countries?
I'm not sure as to like which countries or anything like that, but I know a lot of people have actually like there's been stories, you know, and it's on the internet, so who really knows, but of like waiters having like, you know, douchebag people there, and they'll be like, oh, I want some hot sauce, and they'll go get like, you know, some Ultra Death or you know, Vicious Viper, so, you know, the top tier of the hot sauces, and be like, oh yeah, use this. It's like Tabasco sauce. And, you know, they'll put it on their food and then almost die eating this. And there's been several people who have, like, pressed charges, and those people have went to jail for assault and things like that because of giving hot sauces that are way too hot.
Wheels are turning over there. Hey, no one forced you to do it. It's on video.
Oh, my stomach.
Oh, man.
Workers'
compensation bills just, like, climbing.
Do you remember when we went to Dixie's a few years ago? We're going to take some barbecue with us to go. We tried to get Gene Porter to put some of the man all over the barbecue. He's like, no, I won't do that.
Yeah.
He's like, quite nice, because like, I don't want you giving this to someone.
Oh, no way, cool, dude.
I want to try the man.
Yeah.
Is there any way that you can get the man now that he's gone? Is his family still selling it in a bottle or something?
I think they still make it at the restaurant.
I thought the restaurant was closed.
That's what I thought, too. Someone told me they're still open. I don't know what the status of the restaurant is.
Okay. Well, somebody...
Not the kind of business that has a good web presence.
Yeah. Somebody in Seattle let us know what's going on with that. That's sad, man. That was, like, our, like, you know, like, favorite place to go when we went up there. Yeah. And it was, like, we would always get like so psyched about going up there because you had to like to eat, you know, super hot stuff. You kind of have to psych yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun. I can see why people get addicted to doing it because there's kind of like, you know, the high of the anticipation and then the high of like the endorphins or whatever it is that kicks in.
Yeah.
When you buy it. What is that? Is it endorphins?
Sure. I'm not a doctor.
You know?
I'm
sure it is.
I have no idea. It's a rush though. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I can contest to the fact that, you know, eating something ridiculously hot,
it gives you a rush, and then it rushes right out of you.
An adrenaline rush, you get all that, and you know, it's almost like a thrill seeker.
At Dixie's though, they would try to kind of ice you out though. They try to make you get scared because they would the line would
move
so slow.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, the line would move so slow, and it was such a laborious process to get your food and then to get seated and everything. Like, I know we've talked about it before in podcasts, but I got to repeat it. Like, we've gone there, and, like, I've been waiting, like, in front of the register to pay because the person at the register is on the phone with the pharmacy refilling their prescriptions, and you stand there with your food for, like, 15 minutes while she argues with the pharmacy, and you don't complain a bit.
No.
You just wait.
Or else you're out of there.
Just wait. And then when she's done with the pharmacy, okay, I'll pay for my food now, and I'll go sit down.
Interesting place. Interesting people.
Hope it's still around. But we have – I'm going to forget, so I'm going to say it now. We have New York Comic Con this weekend.
Woo!
Yeah.
So if you're – this week? Yeah, I guess it starts Thursday. It goes through Sunday.
Yeah.
We're going to be in booth 1720.
And you'll be there?
I'll be there. So will Michael, a.k.a. Rage Quiz.
I'll be there.
And Chris?
Chris.
And Barbara.
Barbara. How do people know Chris?
Chris from the shorts. You guys know Chris from the shorts.
Mark Zuckerberg in the
– That's right. In the Google Plus versus Facebook sketch. And he was also
– Is that his breakout role?
That or the Captain America.
Atari Kid.
Atari Kid.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
Anytime we needed a stand-in for Joel.
Right.
Chris looks enough like Joel that we can always use him.
He was the bartender in Noted to Death.
Yeah.
Who looked like Joel.
Then he turns around, you think it's going to be Joel, and then it's Chris.
Yeah, and then Barbara, a.k.a. Blondie.
Barbara, a.k.a. Blondie.
Yeah.
So that should be fun. I have not been to the New York Comic Con.
This is the first time Rooster Teeth is exhibiting at New York Comic Con. And I'm told it's going to be kind of big. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Is it the Jacob Javits Center?
Yeah, it's at the Javits Center. Yeah. Which I realized the other day is where they had Macworld 99, where they unveiled Halo for the first
time. No way, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was at the Javits Center.
How many times have you seen that video?
Oh, I've seen it so many times. When Steve Jobs passed away last week, I looked that video up because I remember watching it. And at the bottom, you know, it was like the official Macworld stream. It's like Jacob Javits Center. I was like, holy shit, that's where I'm going to be. You know,
in two weeks. We should find out where he was standing at that moment and like steal something.
But yeah, it's crazy to think that that's how Halo was debuted, and that's how people saw it for the first time. I remember back then, like, watching that trailer over and over and being so excited about that game back in 99 and 2000 before it came out.
Yeah, me too.
And it was actually debuted at Macworld?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Because
they were a Mac-only
game company.
Bungie was.
Yeah. Bungie. Yeah. Wow.
And Apple was making a bit of a gaming push at the time, talking about OpenGL and how you can develop games for the Mac. And so as part of that, they brought Bungie out to show Halo. And that was the first time the public had seen it.
What was the name of that Mac gaming platform that never took off that was like Pinin or Puffin or something like that? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Puffin sounds familiar.
It was something like that. I was wondering the other day if it was part of the whole, you know, starting to have Halo and then they didn't think, or if it was prior to that.
I don't know.
But it's so weird that, you know, they had these failed attempts to kind of bring gaming onto either the Mac platform or the Apple, you know, prior to Mac platform. And now the iPhone or iPad is pretty much – it's one of the dominant gaming platforms.
Yeah.
Which is really weird, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was almost a Trojan horse when it comes to gaming. Like, I feel like Apple really didn't push the gaming side of that for a long time. I mean, I think iPhones and iPod Touches were out for – at least a year or two before they finally started embracing games and having commercials with games and pushing it as a feature.
Well, they probably just looked at the number of gaming apps in the App Store and said, oh, there's something going on here. You know, and they didn't really have to do anything to push it. It just, you know, sprung up by itself.
Well, what I think what everyone learned is that people have a lot of free time sitting on the toilet. And 99 cents is a small price to pay to help that time pass faster.
I don't know. There's something creepy about that for me still. When I get an AIM or a text or something from Jeff – and I'm like, I get up and I want to talk to him about it. I'm like, where is he? And he's like, oh, I hear AIM text sounds coming from the toilet. The door is closed.
The Mac Game thing actually reminds me. Just yesterday, I saw that video that you made like a million years ago. I tweeted it. I don't know if you saw
I saw you tweet that.
The
was that the first time you'd seen it?
I think I've seen it a long time ago, but I'd forgot about it.
Yeah, shit, dude. That was 9 years ago. It's a long time ago. God,
I think I remember watching that in like middle school.
I got that video is the reason, like, I got recognized in public for the first time ever because of that video. It was before we started Rooster Teeth. Like, we'd made that video or whatever, and I went up to Fry's with Jeff, and like these two high school kids were like, "Oh, we just saw your video. We don't, we burn it on CDs and we pass it out around our computer club. It's so funny." So I was like, "Okay, get away from here."
It's even funny that it's like that was when we made the video. That was how you saw it. You burned it on a CD and you handed a CD to somebody.
Right.
You know, when's the last time anybody handed you a CD of something that was burned to watch something? I remember when I was in college before
that event, middle school.
Yeah. when I was in college before, you know, the internet took off, like people would hand each other VHS tapes.
God, yeah.
Of funny stuff that they had seen, like the Reverend Tootin' Tilton. You remember that?
I remember.
That was like the VHS tape that everybody was handing around to each other.
It was like the South Park stuff, Scott.
And now you wouldn't even watch. Like yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you wouldn't even like stop on that on YouTube now. You know.
Yeah,
I think the only VHS that I like, and I'm a bit younger than you know you guys. So
what are you trying to say?
Keep
eating those peppers. How fast you rolled?
The only VHS I actually remember owning is like the original Jurassic Park, and that is it. Everything else past that, I've had on DVD.
Yeah, but you had a lot of beta tapes for sure.
Yeah. I was collecting them.
Did you ever own a Betamax?
No, with my some of the people in my family. No, my uncle had a Beta, and it was like one of those things, like, you know, whoa, he's got a Betamax. That's awesome. But you know, we never had one. That was like too expensive for our house.
One of my neighbors owned one, and I remember being young and like looking at it and not understanding that it was a Beta. I was like, God, those VCR tapes are shaped weird.
Yeah, they're so small and like it doesn't the
say
wrong size.
You know, it doesn't say T120 on it. It says T170 or whatever the designation was. And I was like, that's so weird.
We had one in our house.
You had a Beta?
Yeah, my father had one.
Shit. Did he used to watch stuff on it before you were born?
Yeah, he watched stuff on it after I was born. He'd like record any like those they have like the Sunday movies on the WB or whatever.
Oh right.
And he'd be like, "Now we return to the Sunday movie, The Gremlins." And like all that shit was on tape. And he would like record that, and that's like all the movies he had.
You know, I was watching The Simpsons the other day, a rerun of The Simpsons, and it was like their 138th episode or something. And it was
138th episode.
Yeah, it was.
What are they up to? Like 250 or something now?
No, they're way beyond that. They just renewed through season 25, and at the
they did.
Yeah, and at the end of season 25 will be episode 559.
Whoa. Holy fuck!
Wait, so Simpsons is still on the. Like, yeah. They still have stuff to do.
Yeah,
because I think like past a certain point, they're just like, "Oh yeah, we did this in season 4."
Yeah,
Simpsons. Well, we're gonna do it again.
The great thing about the Simpsons is that they already gave Family Guy all their jokes. You know, so now they can just recycle the jokes back from Family Guy, and they seem fresh again. You know.
But in watching this episode, it was a clip show, and they had like, you know, Troy McClure was hosting it. That's how old this episode
is. I'm Troy McClure.
So he's hosting it, and he says, you know, we're going to show you never before scenes and outtakes and whatever. So get your VCRs ready and record it because we'll never show it again. It's like, wow, how old are the Simpsons?
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought that wasn't going to get renewed because all the actors were like.
It was a last minute deal. They managed to work shit out. They've renewed it through season 25, but the press release I read made it seem like that was it. Like they weren't going to bother renewing it after that.
Interesting.
So
So Michael, see, learn from this. You know, don't demand more money. You know, just be happy with where you are.
Yeah,
just keep going.
Yeah, Simpsons have been on the air for 22 years.
How 22?
Yeah, they debuted in December of 89.
Wow,
that's crazy.
We're getting talking.
I remember, like, I grew up in a really small town. I know I complain about it all the time. Like, the town I grew up in was so small that when The Simpsons debuted, we didn't have Fox. We didn't get Fox till like, season 4 of The Simpsons, I think.
Wow. Does that count the Tracy Ullman years?
No, that's pure
Simpsons.
Or is
it a year? Yeah. How long were they on Tracy Ullman?
Tracy Ullman was 3 years.
It
was 86 to 89, and then 89 is when they got their own show.
Wow.
And hopefully Red versus Blue will go even longer.
We'll end up on the Tracy Ullman show at the end. That's going to happen to us at the end. It's like, won't take us, and Tracy Ullman will be like, you put a couple episodes on my show. That's fine.
She'll be 90 by then.
Yeah.
She's not 90 now?
All right. Well, let's wrap this shit up because we got to go get on a plane and go to New York
Comic-Con. Yeah, Gus and I are going to have so much fun.
See us in New York Comic-Con. If you live on the other side of the world, go see Bernie and Joel at Armageddon in Melbourne and Auckland. And then go see me in London at MCM later this month.
With special guest.
Oh, and you're going to be there.
Possibly.
Oh,
we'll
maybe.
See if I can. Who knows?
You might. Matt might be there.
I have trouble on international trips for some reason. Sometimes my passport doesn't work.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Story for another day.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.